The following is part two of a very special Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. On March 21st, at the headquarters of Local 237, the Teamsters honored some very special women. Here are some highlights from that event.
I'd like to start by thanking all of you for taking time out to join us here today. We have with us honorees, their families and friends, elected officials, and Local 237 members, all coming together to recognize the contributions of women in our society. This gathering is extra special because we are paying tribute to an extra special woman, Marie Colvin. Across the nation, there will be award luncheons, essay contests, and parades to mark the accomplishments of women in America. But I think that few will surpass the amount of pride, gratitude, and awe of this celebration. Marie Colvin is an assassinated war correspondent. Marie was also a daughter, a sister, an aunt who walked the halls of this building. Marie rode in these elevators. She ate donuts from the donut shop across the street. She spoke to many people, and some that are in this room today. Marie Colvin was a Teamster, and although none of us could ever wear her shoes, at least for a while, she walked among us. Marie was murdered in Syria to silence her. She wrote about innocent women and children caught in the crossfire of civil war. She wanted the world to care as much as she did, and she lost her life trying to do this. She was reporting from a country that did not want the true story of suffering to come out. She was in a country that called the media the enemy of the people. A lot of that is happening right here in our country today. Many try to hide their hatred as a call for nationalism. Hate mongers have spewed this poison for ages, and in some unexpected places. A crowd gathered, 20,000 rallied in Madison Square Garden in February 1939 to denounce the press, labor unions as controlled by the Jews, and we all know where that went. World War II. Journalists like Marie Colvin tried to set the record straight. All too often, they paid with their lives. So today, we honor a courageous woman, one of our own, who tried to do the right thing for people she didn't even know. In Marie's spirit, we are also honoring several women who were instrumental in helping others simply because it was the right thing to do. Thank you.
Welcome to a very special edition of Reaching Out. I'm Gregory Floyd, President Local 237 Teamsters. With us, we have a special guest, Joe McDermott, who is the president of the Consortium for Workers' Education. And we also have Kathleen Cat Colvin. And I'm going to explain to you who she is in a minute. But this is a very special broadcast coming from Local 237. We are talking about Marie Colvin, who's a courageous war correspondent who was assassinated in 2003 in Syria while covering the civil war in Syria. Now, Kathleen Cat is Marie's sister, and she drove all the way here from
Long Island. Not too far.
No, not too far. Oh, you're in Long Island. And Joe came from right around the block. So we're here, we're just talking about the life of Marie, and I want you to first, I'm going to start with Joe. Joe, I want you to tell the story that you told to us just a few minutes ago.
A lot of stories, but of her being a Teamster, Greg, I said clearly that this brave, amazing woman was proud of being a Teamster. She started out this way, a journalist from Yale, who became engulfed in your members' battles over respect and fairness, getting the wages they deserve. And she was moved by the difficulties some workers had in working for the city, like the seamstresses who lost their job, like the HRA special officers who had the difficulty of managing a welfare office at 5 o'clock in a rainy afternoon when they didn't get their check. And what she took with her to eventually become an icon, a hero, a woman's woman of great articulation of pain and cruelty, she saw the compassion here and built it into her life's experience. It's difficult to make any kind of statement about what she was or went through because we can't imagine. But in order to accomplish what she did, she had to have values and the virtue and the dedication. And we like to say that we were there for her.
And Kathleen, tell us about your sister.
Well, you know, Marie was an incredible person. I was lucky enough to be her shadow for most of her life. I'm 10 years younger than Marie. Brought me everywhere, including here to the Teamsters when I met Joe back in the 80s. And she was extremely driven to do the best she could at everything she took on. And I think that was reflected in her work here at the Teamsters. But she also had a deep compassion and a terrific sense of humor. And she just threw herself into everything that she did. I'll tell you, life with Marie was always an adventure because she was always chasing down a story or something fun. So the time when she was here in the city was a particularly great time for me and for her friends here in New York.
And tell us, there's a movie that was made about your sister. And what's the name of the movie? It came out last year, 2008.
Yeah, there are two movies.
Two movies.
One is a fictionalized version of her life called Private War that stars Rosamund Pike. And that's by Matthew Heineman as the director. Really incredible film available now on Netflix and some other channels. There's also a documentary based on the book by Paul Conroy, who was the photographer who was injured with Marie in the attack in home Syria when she was killed. That is an incredibly moving piece. It's all original footage. Very, very compelling. There's also a biography about her by Lindsay Hilsum called In Extremis.
Now you were talking to your sister just hours before that happened?
I didn't speak to her in homes. In fact, the satellite phone they used was the way that the Syrian government targeted and killed Marie. She knew that, so she was only using the satellite phone to broadcast the horrible slaughter that she was seeing. It was the government forces had surrounded the town where she was, and they were just let them have everything. Women, children were slaughtered, and she was reporting on that. She knew when she used that phone, it would allow them to find her.
And that's what happened. Okay. Kathleen, any last words you want to say before we... in this segment?
I would just like to say how very deeply I appreciate the Teamsters recognizing Marie, that she was always, as Joe said, incredibly proud of being a Teamster. Her career was born here, and I never expected that people would remember her, and it means so much to me and my family, and I just hope that she inspires your members to do what they can to help others, and particularly to empower women.
Thank you. And I think she's already have made an impact, because they're going to be paying attention, and we're all going to read the book and watch the film and the documentary and the movie. Joe?
Well, thank you, Greg, because it's terrific what you're doing. As I said before, wait a second. How do we connect the two? But it's clear it's connected. This room connects, huh? And that picture you have up here that's going to stay there is a great, great tribute. And I think that you will be known as the Teamster who recognized Marie Colvin, who was a Teamster, by school kids. It'll be in the textbooks. It'll be, who's the great woman of the decade? That kind of, Marie Colvin.
Colvin. Yes. Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Our next guest is Destiny Eve Logan. Destiny is the daughter of Corinthians Andrews. She was the named plaintiff in our equal pay lawsuit for school safety. Her mother has since passed away, and we honored her mother today, and Destiny came to accept her mother's award. Destiny, welcome to Reaching Out.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, I mean, this is the first time you and I have met, but I can tell you, your mother spoke about you all the time, and she wanted to make sure that you were included in the settlement. She included the retirees. She included everyone. She would not leave anybody out.
Oh, yes.
And she fought so hard, and I'm so proud of her.
Yes,
I will never forget her. So tell us about your mother.
Oh, my God. She is a wonderful, wonderful woman. She is a true definition. She is a true definition of a strong black woman, and I am so glad that I had the opportunity to be her daughter. She showed me that no matter what, you could do it. She's incredible. Like, there's no other words to describe the type of person she is, and she fought to win this lawsuit all the way to the end, even when she was sick and couldn't get out the bed. So she showed what strength was, and she enjoyed everything that she did when it came down to working with school safety. So I am very proud of her.
I could tell you there were times that your mother fought with even her coworkers who thought this lawsuit wasn't going to come to fruition. But your mother...
Yes, she claimed it, though.
Yeah, she held strong. And mm-hmm. I could tell you the moment that the judge remembered was your mother, Pat Williams, and Bernice Christopher, the other two young ladies who were named plaintiffs on the lawsuit, knelt in prayer at the settlement. And the judge said, don't worry, it's going to be all right.
Yes, she told me that story. She was a woman of faith.
Well, I could tell you, her first name is Corinthians.
Yes.
And she had no choice. But I will always remember your mother. I thank you for coming and accepting the award on your mother's behalf. And you don't have to be a stranger. You're part of our family.
Thank you. I want to thank Local 237 so much in honoring my mother. I appreciate this award so much, and it means so much to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on Reaching Out.
No problem.
Okay. We have two very special guests, two of our members. We have Yvonne Clark, Division of School Safety. Hello, Yvonne.
Hello.
And we have Tiffany Martin. Tiffany Martin is a captain, New York City
Department of Design
and Construction. And she is our only member in that title, in that agency. And I guess they'll be hiring more.
Yes.
But Tiffany, welcome to Reaching Out along with Yvonne.
Thank you. Welcome, Tiffany.
Okay. Yvonne, we were here at the Marie Colvin Women's History Celebration honoring Marie Colvin. How did you feel to be in the audience?
Awesome. I had to be a part. It's serving in the kingdom of God even while we're at work. So this was a phenomenal event that they put together in honoring Marie Colvin. And I just thank you for all the work that you do and every staff member that was here today and the people that could be here today to celebrate this great celebration.
Thank you. And Tiffany, we want to ask you, how did you feel being here at Local 237 representing your agency? We had 100% participation from your agency today.
Absolutely. Well, I'm just happy to be invited here. Coming from an agency where it's only just me. And I think that it was awesome. Like, this was so inspiring. I didn't know anything about Marie. And to find out all of this information, all this great stuff she did and accomplished, you know, it's sad that, you know, what happened to her, but I think it was just so awesome and encouraging for women coming up in the ranks like myself. And, you know, it's nothing more I can say other than this was pure greatness. Like, I loved it.
Good, good. So, we enjoyed having you two here. And you were part of, I would say, it was about 200 people here.
Yeah.
And when you said what happened to Marie, her sister, Kat, was here, and she spoke to us on this program, and she participated. But she was appreciative that we remembered Marie.
Right.
And you're going to hear more about Marie
mm-hmm.
in the coming years. But we're going to always remember that Marie was a teamster and a member of Local 237.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. I think that was phenomenal. And just to her legacy lives on. Her work wasn't done in vain. And thank so remembering her is such a big tribute.
Thank you. Thank you both for coming on Reaching Out.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Our next guest, Hazel Dukes, president of the New York State NAACP. Hazel, welcome to Reaching Out.
Thank you for having me again.
Well, listen, we honored you today at our Women's History Program in honor of Marie Colvin, and we all got a lesson on her life and what she did for humanity in bringing to light the atrocities that was happening in Syria during their civil war. And we honored you today with her award, Marie Colvin Award, because you were instrumental in helping Local 237 with our lawsuit. You came to our rallies, and I don't believe you missed one.
I didn't miss one, and I was in the court the day when the settlement came.
Yes. So
yeah,
so,
with Tish James. Yes.
So you two were
right.
Just there with us, and we thank you for that, because when you need help, you can count on one hand, if you had one finger, how many people would show up.
Absolutely, in the beginning.
Yes.
They want to wait and see how you was doing it. Let me just say, Greg, I followed your work here, and this is a great union. I know it from some history back here, and you have shown your leadership. You do not, when you take on a cause, you are like the rowing lion. And that's what I like people. I like people who, if they call me and tell me what they want to do, and I agree with it, that they don't get in the middle of the stream and turn around. This wasn't an easy fight for you.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't not an easy fight. The mayor wasn't on your side. You didn't have all your co-workers, your
yes.
other labor people there with you in the beginning. They came around later after they saw you wasn't turning this fighter loose and you were winning. And I think that was so important to me. The fight, and as you say, the women, the mothers, the grandmothers, the caregivers coming out every morning taking care of other children, other
yes.
people's children. I was just saying to some of them, I see it. The mothers is not like I was. I always held my son's hand going across the street. They read the newspapers. They on Twitter. It's your God that is saving children's lives. Like I said at the meeting on Monday, we had an incident in Manhattan with five schools turning out at the same time.
Yes.
Young women, 13 years of age, gang. And it was the safety officer who separated what could have been a murder on our streets in Harlem. And so these women and men who come out and work with our children in our schools and everything, they have to be. You know, I remember they came to me about the removing the safety officers out of the school. They wanted to
yes.
bring a suit. And I called you.
Right,
and
yes, you did.
I called you and I called Mulgrew and I said, I want to hear from you guys. I don't want to go in a suit. You guys, your people on the front line in those schools. I'm not happy with our kids have to go through
metal detectors,
but there's a reason for it, and I understood that. But I wanted to hear from you. What was your statistics? What
yes.
had your people encountered?
Yes.
And so, yes, I'm proud. It's in my DNA. I'm proud to stand with you and the people who work here
and
for 237.
You. Because many people would just jumped out there, but thank you for doing that. And like you said, there was the incident where the five schools came together.
Right.
Well, if the children were allowed to bring weapons to school, that could have really turned dangerous.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, one kid did have a weapon. One kid
yeah.
did have a knife. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we could have had a murder
yes. Yes.
on the streets.
Yes.
Okay. But the safety officer intervened, and then the police came. And they helped disperse the thing. But, yes, the safety officer, I see it every morning. Out of my window, I see parents walking across the street. The little one, 5 and 6 years old, the truck driver can't see them. But we don't have enough traffic lights to say when to turn and not to turn. I've been fighting that we get one on that corner. It's now, a dangerous corner.
Now, since we're on the radio, what corner are we talking about?
135th and 5th Avenue.
Well, that's a busy corner.
I have a Lincoln housing in that area.
That's a busy corner.
Absolutely.
We're advocating right now, traffic commissioner, we are asking for a traffic signal light on the corner of
135 and 5th Avenue.
Right. It's a busy intersection.
Section with three schools in that building.
We need a traffic light.
Absolutely. So I watch these things. So when people come to me, I have facts and proof of what is happening in our communities. Right.
Thank you.
And your people are there. Yeah, they are there. When I'm like Gail, I go into schools and it is the first person you see. Right, you know, and if they're not pleasant, don't know how to interact with parents and things, we can have commotions and things in our school. But I can say, too, in my district, they are great, and we love them.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. And thank you
for
coming on
Reaching
Out.
And this was a great day. I tell you, when I read about Marie Colvin and heard the work of her, I felt inadequate to even receive this award today. But I'm going to keep on doing, because my role is to help somebody each and every day. And so I'm going to live up to this award that I received today. And thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
To present these awards, you have to do it with something that it really brings power to women. I believe in power in women. Okay? And Chanel is going to sing it for us. Chanel.
So if you guys look on your table, you'll see some lyrics there. We have any Katy Perry fans in the audience? All right, so I hope you guys know this song. We just want everybody to celebrate wonderful women, and we want you to sing this loud with us when you get to the chorus and make yourselves heard. Because we're going to roar, right? Can this come up a little bit, please? Thanks. I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I sat quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Hey, get ready, cause I've had enough. You see our voice, you hear it now. I've got the eye of the tiger. I'm fire, heading through the fire, cause I am a champion.
At the Super Bowl.
Thank you for listening to this very special program, Women's History, honoring Marie Colvin, the journalist who was killed in 2003 in Syria. I'm Gregory Floyd, President Local 237. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join us each and every Saturday night at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.